Kari Upson. The Pepsis originally felt outside of the larger project. It felt like a separate serial project that I keyed into the object first. I didn't look into the psychology of why I was casting the Pepsi can. I decided to go forward formally and simply think about how I was going to cast this object. And then I realized it's actually not a cast. It is an experimental kind of foundry process where it's not a double, it's not a copy of the original. It is the actual original. It's drained of its Pepsi, cleaned out meticulously, and then taken to a foundry where hot aluminum is poured inside the original and burned into the object in this kind of odd ready-made. It is not in any way a copy. It is, each one is individually different than the other because you can't control the aluminum's properties so much so that they would come out exactly the same. Likewise, they also are very repetitive and can go together as units, like six-pack units. So that seemed interesting to me that they can kind of be endlessly built into different shapes and formations. And that's where I started. And as I researched Pepsi and also realized the title being My Mother Drinks Pepsi, it came from a very personal situation where my mother does drink Pepsi. And I deconstructed all of the angles from my point of view on what Pepsi could mean to me. And the book that accompanies the sculpture is actually more of the artwork to me than the actual Pepsis. The sculptural aspect got me to the book. They're all kind of hyperlinked. Originally, I made the Pepsis thinking of Pepsi plinths. I like the idea that they could be, they're like psychic trash. They're both indoor and outdoor because they're made out of aluminum, so they could be put outside, they could be put under your couch, they could be put in your shower, they could be a plinth in which you rest things on.